Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sir, thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Football's Finest coming up at 5 o'clock. Expressway at 5:20. We'll reset all the Cowboys breaking stories for you from throughout the day. It's time now for a college football super segment. It's starting to get real juicy as we're in November. Well, Chuck, what you got?
Well, let's talk about the team right up the road. The SMU Mustangs pony up as they absolutely dominated number 18 Pitt 48-25. And now when you look at who's unbeaten in the ACC in conference play, it's looking like a collision course. SMU and Miami, the fifth-ranked Canes, and the SMU Mustangs might end up looking like they're going to face off in that ACC championship game later on this year. You had Clemson fall to Louisville 33-21, and now SMU is all the way up to number 13 in the AP Top 25. Tomorrow, I believe, we will get our first college football playoff rankings. Now, this is the first time that SMU's been in the top 15 since week 10 of the 2019 season. I have that from CBS Sports, but I don't know the last time that they've been ranked. Like, how high? You know, when were they number one? You said 1983.
Yeah. Oh no, they've had some moments. I thought they were up there. They beat Pitt. It's funny, they beat Pitt and Dan Marino.
It's crazy.
Or Pitt beat them in the Cotton. It was something like that. But that I was kind of trying to remember the last time that Pitt and SMU played, and I think it was in the Cotton Bowl. But yeah, they've. Those Eric Dickerson and Craig James teams were ranked pretty
really
high.
Really good teams. Yeah. But this was a fun weekend in college football. Five ranked teams losing to unranked opponents, including three that occupied the top 15 slots. Oregon still number one. Georgia at number two. Ohio State is at three after their big win over Penn State. And how about that finish for the Buckeyes? I mean, they just ran out the final 5.5 minutes of that football game. Penn State didn't have a chance. Miami is at number four. Cam Ward, to me, probably going to be your Heisman Trophy winner, but we'll see how this thing plays out. Texas is at five. Penn State fell to six. Tennessee at seven. Indiana has cracked the top 10 at number eight, followed by BYU and Notre Dame. And then you've got SMU at 13. A&M falls to 15 after they get upset by South Carolina.
Did you say LSU in there anywhere?
Yeah, LSU is 14, so they're right ahead of A&M. So you got to clog SEC schools. So LSU at 14, A&M at 15, so LSU, Ole Miss at 16.
LSU has to win out, basically, to get into this thing. They have to beat Alabama. I'm just trying to think ahead here. I'm sorry.
Your guess is as good as mine. Yeah. The SEC seems very jumbled right now. I think like Texas and Georgia right now, probably the inside track to play each other in the SEC.
But you know, LSU has one loss.
So LSU's got a shot.
Yeah.
If they win out, then they'll be a convert, because I don't think they play Texas.
No, they don't. See, that's the thing about it. Texas plays Texas A&M, and if Texas were to lose that game, then you know, but LSU would have to win out to get
it. And Texas gets Florida this week. Florida played Georgia very, very tough. Georgia pulls out that victory. DJ Lagway, who got hurt, their true freshman in that game, has not been ruled out against Texas. Le'Veon Moss, though, the outstanding running back for Texas A&M, suffered a season-ending leg injury in the loss to South Carolina. Mike Elko confirming today that he will be out for the season.
They missed him. They really, really did. But, man, give South Carolina a lot of credit, though, for the way they played that football game. I'll tell you, when we're watching tape, we start doing these segments, South Carolina looks like they got some defensive linemen.
I feel like every year they've got whether it's cornerbacks or
pass
some
rush is like
tackles.
One of the best in the country for sure.
That defense looks to be the real deal. But it was a fun weekend when it came to college football. Like, you look at the storylines around the country, the top teams, man, I mean, them falling, Clemson with that big loss to Louisville. But I think the big story, Indiana, they continue to win. And unfortunately, the Huskers are really pooping all over themselves. Nebraska continues to just be an absolute just disappointment right there. They can't win a close game. If this thing's within a touchdown, they can't win it.
They're trying to get their guys ready to be New Orleans Saints, possibly, you know, preparing for the NFL.
Yeah, maybe.
This is how you go on a proper skid.
Well, Dylan Raiola is expected to play against USC. He came back.
That's another team that's really struggling, too.
USC.
Yeah, those are two programs right now that are really, they're leaking oil. They're leaking oil big time in a big way. But that was a historic victory for Louisville in Death Valley. That game was back and forth. And I think that there was, you had another issue with the fans just throwing debris onto the field.
Yeah, Clemson.
They're at Clemson. They were thinking we can get a bad call taken away just like Texas did. It didn't work out for them. Next play, Louisville goes ahead and scores a touchdown.
Worth a shot, you know.
Texas fans are tastemakers. There was a Big Ten team that did it the last week or the week before, too. And the Big Ten didn't even do anything about it. The Big Ten didn't even fine.
There wasn't even a fining,
like Texas got fined.
They're letting you fight because the Big Ten also said, like, hey, Michigan State, that little fight that they had at the end of the game, like, don't worry about it.
Boys will be boys.
It's okay. You know, at least it was on the field this time. It wasn't back in the locker room. Like, nobody got jumped. We'll be all right. Projecting the top 12 college football playoff right now, Oregon and Ohio State seem to be locks. I think Georgia seems to be a lock.
Man, Oregon. Oof.
Looks really good.
That's a good-looking team.
Okay, yeah. Dan Lanning, man, and I don't know that, like, you can pry him. Maybe he's one of these guys that just is going to be a college. He's a great college coach, and he doesn't have aspirations of moving to the NFL.
Like Nick Saban great?
But, yeah. Like, Dan Lanning, to me, right now, I mean, it's hard to, like, Kirby Smart's got the track record. He's won multiple national championships. But Dan Lanning's on the short list of best coaches in college football right now. And for me, it could be number one. Every week, he's doing something that's just outthinking his opponent. So they come out in this weird punt formation where they've essentially got the long snapper lined up. Mm-hmm. Then behind him, like we're talking 3 yards back, they've got three more offensive linemen than the punter. Michigan isn't sure exactly how to line up. So what they do is, because you've just got the long snapper at the line of scrimmage, now they're lining up a defensive player over the long snapper. You can't do that. So they punt the ball. It's 4th and 4. Michigan gets flagged. Automatic first down, Oregon.
For covering the center?
For covering the center.
Yeah.
And now Oregon gets to continue their drive. But Dan Lanning, it's like every week he's got some kind of loophole that he's figuring out that nobody else in college football seems to be aware of.
And it's not.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just this moment, it's that he's looking at every single angle on how to give his football team a chance that you love. You know, if it's not a rules violation, it's a little technique. It's or, you know, exploiting a rule. It's a little technique. You know, I think that's what you're looking for. I would love it if we found out the Cowboys had Dan Lanning on a short list.
I didn't want to be prisoner of the moment here, but I am advocating for Dan Lanning to be on the short list. I would like to interview him.
Definitely would want to interview him for sure. And you've seen some younger defensive head coaches or defensive guys get head coaching gigs here. I mean, Seattle just took the Ravens defensive coordinator. So you're seeing it a little bit more. You just kind of have to ask yourself, do you want to have the guy that is the offensive minded coach that no one can steal your play caller? Cause Dan Lanning, like it's about to happen to Dan Campbell and we'll see how he pivots from there. Where if he loses Ben Johnson,
he might
lose
both his coaches.
Aaron Glenn could end up getting that Saints job. I've seen him now with Dennis Allen being fired today. You know, Aaron Glenn has spent time in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And that could be somebody that they would look at to take over as head coach there. I mean, he's gotten interviews before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could see both Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn leave. And I wonder if Ben Johnson would even want to interview for this Cowboy job.
I just kind of feel like that. Didn't we hear some whispers that maybe he was interested in that Chicago job?
Yeah, Albert Breer reported that last week.
Yeah.
And the Bears obviously didn't even flirt with the idea because they kept Eberflus.
They will now.
I don't think anybody's turning down the Cowboys job, you know? I just think the attraction of it is such that I'll take my shot. I want to go see what this is like. It's part of sports history. It's the most popular organization.
You know, you'll get 5 years. Is that what you're saying?
You know, yeah, there's that too. Yeah. You know, and if you can crack it, I think the glory is 10 times better than any other franchise.
I think that the big, there's a lot of questions on whether or not a good head coach would want to come here with the hierarchy, but you're also committing yourself to 4 years of Dak Prescott as your quarterback. Yeah. Would you rather, is there somebody else that you would rather attach yourself to?
Caleb Williams or something
right.
like that.
Well, exactly.
It's not only that, but you're attaching yourself to Jerry.
No, for sure. And that's you, the you talk about overarching. The
glory. I don't think you're not getting the glory if you're a head coach here. That's why he's hiring the coaches he's hiring right now. Jerry wants
Jimmy's pretty famous.
Yeah, and since then, that was the last time Jimmy got the glory. And then Jerry got butthurt about it. Mm-hmm. So Jerry's wanted to prove I'm the guy. I should get that glory ever since. Yeah. So, I mean, the only person that he hired, really, you could go back to Bill Parcells, maybe, that would say like, hey, I'm not doing what you're trying to tell me I need to do here. But I think that that's something that it would run a lot of coaches off when they find out exactly how this thing's going. And if I've got an owner and a GM who's not really sitting into my meetings or anything that's going on and pretends that he's a general manager, but now I'm going to run down the hallway and tell you this is the running back receiver you need to go ahead and play. If I'm a coach that's worth a damn, I'm ticked off and I don't want to deal with that.
I think there is something to be said for that. Like, you know, but everything we've heard is that like the biggest coaches would take it. You know, Belichick would take it. And I think the thing that's the good trade-off is you're going to be allowed to have significant influence in personnel decisions. You know, I don't know if a lot of teams give that. So, sure, I'm going to talk to the media and I'm going to say some things that, you know, you might not like, but you get to be a bigger part of the draft operation than almost any team in the NFL.
I guess. I mean, I don't think Mike's really part of the draft, but that's also maybe a choice for Mike.
I think it is.
That Mike didn't do that in Green Bay. So maybe, and Bill, that's another reason I wouldn't want Bill. Bill can't draft. Bill's not good with that. That's a big reason why New England started to go downhill. Tremendous mind, good coach. I don't want him as part of the personnel. That's going to be an issue. But yeah, maybe guys that have already been there and have a track record, they don't have anything to prove. That's why you don't end up getting these young up-and-comers that come here and want to interview or get the chance to be interviewed.
Yeah, I think Jerry wants a guy he knows he can trust. And in the process of interviewing those big ego guys, I think Jerry would be the one to say, this is not going to work, you know?
Which is a problem.
Yeah, it was a big problem for Parcells. It was not a problem for Jason Garrett at all because Garrett had been here so much.
Knew how it worked.
And he was such a beta leader that he was more than happy to let Jerry set the tone on several things.
I also think a lot of these coaches can probably fetch more dollars from other organizations. I don't think Jerry wants to spend a bunch of money on a coach.
I'm with you. I mean, that might be part of the reason why Mike's still here and he didn't want to pull the trigger on that.
And I think as well on that, though, check this out. I think Jerry knows he's going to change coaches. He doesn't want to hire the new guy to start the rebuild. We're going to let the old guy finish out the rebuild so I don't have to pay two guys. But number one, we don't want to start the new guy off in a bad foot as far as momentum, you know, as much as we can avoid.
Which job you guys like the best? Dallas, Giants, Chicago, Cleveland, Jacksonville, Vegas, New Orleans.
I think I'd probably go with the Giants.
The Giants?
Yeah. If I'm a coach, I think I'd rather go to the Giants.
I think the Cowboys' best job in there.
I think that Chicago job, if that opens up, if you believe in Caleb Williams, I think that's a pretty talented roster.
What do you think, Brian?
But the hierarchy of that is also very dysfunctional with that organization.
I kind of feel like that. I feel like that to me, it's between the Chicago and Dallas situation right now. I think I would take Chicago.
Young quarterback, got it going on.
Yeah. And build that offensive line and go from there.
I do believe organizations lose a lot of games, and you're looking at loser organizations in Cleveland, New York, and Chicago.
I don't know if I want to deal with this Washington quarterback anymore. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in this division, and maybe the Giants figure that out too. Now you're dealing with Hurts, and you know maybe these quarterbacks in this division might be a little tough for you if you're coming in, right?
Be really interesting. We are just a couple of months away from having a full-blown discussion and hopefully coaching search here conducted by your Dallas Cowboys. In addition to the finest coming up next, Chief, where are you taking us?
Yes, among other things, we'll have more Cowboy takeaways featuring the decent, the bad, and the disgusting.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.